Condo Game 5, Tuesday, June 11th, Coors Field, Rockies versus Washington, Game 1 of the series. The Nationals surprised everyone by being a playoff team in 2012. Their youth gelled enough to bring this about, with very young Harper and Strasburg leading the way. Sustaining this kind of success is another matter, once the league adjusts to the talented youngsters. Now both phenoms were on the DL, as well as second baseman Esposito. The Nationals are hovering around 500. They feel like a playoff-type team, but not quite playing like one. The Rockies have reverted to sporadicness, which claimed them in 2012. Long stretches with no hitting to shut down, runners left on base, spotty starting pitching, especially in the middle innings, no talented relief pitchers in the 5th, 6th, and 7th, relying on home runs for scoring. This game started with Dennis Herron, 4-7, 6.05 ERA, leading the league in home runs allowed, mystifying Colorado with a wide array of pitches and speeds. Four innings, only one Rocky hit. Washington scored two early on a slick center fielder Spann's line double to right in the second. He's a native of D.C., and he seems happy to play for his hometown team after years in Minnesota. He patrols center field effortlessly and skillfully. Herron finally walked Rosario, who's in a bad slump, to start the fifth. It signaled a total shift of energy. The floodgates suddenly opened in a game where the factors of desperation. Colvin, using his desperation, hit a two-run towering right field homer to tie the game, the balls barely staying fair. And Cargo used his desperation to get an opposite field three-run homer after his strikeouts, shortly after giving Colorado a 5-2 reversal of fortune. Herron had it, and then he didn't. Fowler helped with a nice catch on young, talented Rendon's smack in the sixth. Washington seems to have a lot of flow of talent streaming up from the minors. The fielding in the whole game was nothing short of astounding for both teams. Every inning seemed to have a special play in the field. Tulo and Desmond at short, Arenado and Zimmerman, who seems to have solved his mental glitch of throws from third, playing great third base. Helton and LaRose scooping up everything at first. Pretty double plays, brilliant outfield play as well. This series showed the importance of good fielding. Desmond cut the lead to 5-3 in the eighth inning with a sharp RBI single to left. This kid really attacks the ball. He plays the game with lots of zing, and he stung the ball against the Rockies throughout the series, his bat, glove, and legs churning all the time. Rocky pitching held the line all evening. Chacin and the secondary bullpen guys did their jobs well. In the eighth, Rosario triggered things again with a single, followed by Colvin's homer to left. He seems to have gotten better at taking the outside pitch to the opposite field instead of fanning, trying to pull it. He must have cleaned things up on his visit to the minors. Additional help from role players LeMahieu and EY helped Colorado. When they're not so totally dependent on Tulo and Cargo for offense and other guys chip in, there are big runs to be scored. Scahill robbed Spann's liner right at his head in the ninth, and Colorado had a nice 8-3 win in the opener of the series.